Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Haere mai ki te pāho rangi, ki waha, ki phrases. We're going to be talking about money today in this series of podcasts about everyday things. We're going to be talking about money. With me is Shannon Honui Thompson. Te kaiārahi o te ao Māori ki roto I te reo irarangi wa Aotearoa, the chief rangatira of all things in the Māori world at Radio New Zealand. I give you big ups there, Shannon.
Oh, thanks. I probably need a bit of tautoko after that big title.
That's right. We're going to talk about something that you've got plenty of, money.
Well, not today. Maybe later on this afternoon when it's payday.
That's right. So we talk about ki waha, just so we're all on the same whārangi, the same page. What is a ki waha?
So a ki waha is a colloquial or a slang saying which, you know, can be used in everyday conversation. I think the formal translation for it is like it's an idiom. So they're really easy to use. You can use them when you're speaking Māori and English.
And we, in our last series, described it as a way to sort of kickstart your reel because you go to a reasonably sort of high level and you can use it in situations where you can get a bit of humour going or you can cut to the chase of something. So let's talk about money. It's not always the easiest subject to talk about, but there's some quite nice ki waha that talk about resources or the lack of them.
Yeah, and the one ki waha I quite like is he kai ka yaku ringa. So kai obviously means food, for those who didn't know. Ringa is your ringa-ringa or your hands. So you're basically saying I have, you know, plenty of sustenance in my hands. But you could also say, you know, he kai ka yaku ringa, I've been paid. It's payday today.
That's a good one. And when we talk about a rich person, the whai rawa, tangata whai rawa is the word for a rich person really, isn't it?
Yep. And another good little, I suppose, phrase that you could use, hohonu te pukoro, so deep pockets. So obviously the tangata whai rawa or someone who's got lots of money have very deep pockets. So hohonu te pukoro. It's hohonu te pukoro.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you wanted to say I am not a wealthy person, you say ihara aui te tangata whai rawa, ni?
Aye, tika tau, you're right. But another quick little phrase that you could use is pakuru te pukoro. Literally means my pockets are broken or I'm broke.
I quite like pire. Pire is loan or account. So P-I-R-E, if you doubt my pronunciation, pire is a loan or account. So if you wanted to say, is it okay to run a tab for my drinks, you could say, e pai ana kia whakahaere, pire moaku inu. Which could be quite useful if you were running a tab.
Well, tell me where that bar is and I'll be there. Anyway. Well,
if I said to you, māku tō inu I hoko, what would I be saying?
Can I buy you a drink?
And you would say?
Ai. Kotahi anake, pihe e rua. Kia rua ngā inu koa. I would be probably saying, only one? No.
Kotahi anake. One only. Utu is a useful word when we're talking about money, isn't it? Now, this is interesting because people often think, utu, oh, I know the word utu. They think of...
From the movie?
Aye,
from the famous movie, and utu became a famous word for revenge.
Yeah.
But utu is also used as in terms of cost. Yeah. You know, how much is he ha te utu? How much, what is the price? What is the cost?
And you can come into shops and say this. It doesn't necessarily matter if the person doesn't understand you because you can just repeat it. I say this sometimes. You say, I he te utu mō tō inu. What is the cost for the drink? And you just repeat it. Just, if you want to practice your reel out in the world, you can walk into a shop. I he te utu mō tō...
Rare. Inu, miraka,
nolly, milk. Yeah. Yep. And just repeat your question if you get a blank stare.
I see one phrase you have here which you don't see much of these days. Utu kore, free,
I like
no charge.
Yeah, all right in New Zealand. Well, yep. Someone's paying, but yep. Our listeners don't.
Yeah,
but utu kore is a useful one, isn't it?
Yep,
yep. So it's
a really good one. Utu kore. I mean, another phrase that kind of there are a lot of phrases that use the word kore. Owahi kore, smoke free. So utu kore, no money free, no charge.
Mahi kore. No job. Or kore mahi.
Kore mahi, yes.
I think people say kore mahi more, don't they?
Yeah, that's what I've heard
you've
too.
You've got no money, you've got no job, probably. This is one I wanted to say too, because I don't often say it, the leftover money, because usually there's not a lot left over. Kote mune e toiana. E toiana is quite a useful way to end a sentence, isn't it?
Yeah, so, it's fantastic.
Something is left over. Waiho te mahi. E toiana, leave the work that's left over. That can be quite a useful one as well. So,
lots and lots of useful phrases in there in terms of money and budget. So, you know, we'll have a little PDF with our kiwaha as well.
Yeah, let's do this because this is an interesting one to test out your reel and bring it from the pages of your pukapuka, of your book, and out in Te Ao into the world. Use it in shops when you're buying a drink or a coffee for your friend. Or if you want to go a bit deeper, let's end with that nice... Was it a whakatauki, Shannon, or it's more of a
kiwaha? Oh, he kai kei aku ringa.
Aye.
Plenty of sustenance in my hand. Today I'm rich because it's payday.
And if you're broke?
Oh, if I'm broke.
Pakaru te pūkoro, ne?
Pakaru te pūkoro.
Yeah, my pockets are broken.
If you're if you've got lots of money, if like the person that won lotto, hohunu te pūkoro.
Waimari, lucky.
You can subscribe to our Kiwaha podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcasts. They're available on the RNZ app and on radionz.co.nz/series. Ko Shannon Hainui Thompson ahau.
Ko Gai Nespana Toko Ingoa.
Tēnā koutou katoa.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.